This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today on 303 Creative versus Elanis. The case asks whether creative businesses are exempt from Colorado's anti-discrimination laws. A Colorado website designer at the center of the fight says she wants to create wedding sites, but not for gay couples. Colorado Solicitor General Eric Olson says that businesses can't refuse people who are in a protected class.
The company can choose to sell websites that only feature biblical quotes describing a marriage as between a man and a woman, just like a Christmas store can choose to sell only Christmas-related items. The company just cannot refuse to serve gay couples, just as a Christmas store cannot announce no Jews allowed.
The designer's lawyer, Kristen Wagner, says the case is not about the customer requesting service, but about the message requested.
But Colorado declares her speech a public accommodation and insists that she create and speak messages that violate her conscience.
A ruling on the case is expected next year. Signups for individual health insurance through the state's exchange are higher than last year, according to Connect for Health Colorado. That's the state's health insurance exchange. So far, this open enrollment period, more than 57,000 people have bought a health insurance plan through the exchange. That's 7,000 people more than the same time period last year. Coloradans who want health insurance starting next year must enroll by December 15th. This is CPR News.